Backstage Pass is made possible by Mauer Productions On Stage, supporting community theater in central New Jersey.
Hello, and welcome to Backstage Pass, Central New Jersey's community theater podcast. I'm John Mauer, and I'll be moderating this session, where we will be ascending to Olympian Heights and consulting with the Muse at the Pennington Players production of Xanadu, the musical, being presented at the Kelsey Theater on West Windsor, New Jersey. Xanadu is a musical comedy based on the 1980 cult classic film of the same name, and the title is a reference to the poem Kubla Khan. The musical focuses on Greek muse Clio, who descends from Mount Olympus to, of all places, Venice Beach, California, in 1980, on a quest to inspire a struggling artist, Sonny, to achieve the greatest creation of his life, a roller disco. But when Clio, disguised as the Australian roller girl named Kira, falls into forbidden love with immortal Sonny, her jealous sisters take advantage of the situation and Clio risks eternal banishment to the underworld. The Broadway production earned an Outer Critics Circle Award for Best Musical and a Drama Desk Award for Best Book. It was also nominated for Tony Awards for Best Musical and Best Book. Here with me to talk about the show are director John Buchenfusso.
Hello.
And actors Matt Rear, Jacqueline Dixon, Dominic Sinelli, and Michelle Rittman. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
So we're going to start with you, John. So what was your choice of the show? Why did you choose Xanadu?
I saw the show, I think it was the second preview in 2007, and I went because I thought it was going to be an epic failure, and I wanted to be there for, like, you know, the next Carrie the musical. So I went, and it was actually really good, and it was really funny, and I kind of fell in love with it. And then I went back again about 6 months later and sat on stage, and the energy and everything about the show was just so much fun, and I wanted to do something like that at Kelsey. Like, in the past couple years, there's been a move towards some more serious types of shows, especially from the players. So, like, you know, we did Steel Magnolias last season, and that's, you know, kind of a tearjerker, and You're in Town is funny, but it has a message. So I just want to do something really cheesy and campy and feel good and don't think about it too much, just have a good time.
Make sure. Okay, so John, you said good. In what way? Because the movie itself, the movie that it's based on, didn't do very well. What makes this better, let's say, than the movie did? Well,
the movie's terrible. There's, like, I don't think much redeeming quality about the movie whatsoever, except for its camp quality. And the musical actually makes fun of that. Like, the musical doesn't try to be high art. It knows that it's, first of all, a musical based on a movie, and that, you know, that's the trend and kind of ridiculous in its own right, and also that it's a jukebox musical because it uses the music of Electric Light Orchestra. So they took that and ran with it, so they're not trying to be serious. They're not taking themselves too seriously. They reference how bad the movie is, and they try to be better than that, and they just kind of took all of what made the movie bad and somehow made it good in the musical.
Okay, so it's not necessarily a parody, but it does poke fun at its source material.
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay. Now, you're doing double duty on this. You're not only directing, but you're also choreographing.
I'm also choreographing, yeah.
And how's that going?
It's a lot. Probably never going to do it again. I mean, I'm glad I did it because I love the show, and I had a very specific vision of what I wanted it to be, so I'm glad that I could do so much, but I also did so much. So I don't know if I want to do that much
again. Is it really difficult to do choreography with people on roller skates?
I'll let you know tomorrow when we finally actually do that. For now, it's just been like, skate around in a circle for a little bit. We'll figure it out when we're on the stage. But I do anticipate it being difficult, yeah.
Okay, now working with you on this, and I'm going to go around the table, Dominic Sinelli, and who are you in the show?
I'm playing Talia, and I'm also the assistant.
You pronounce
director.
Your own character's name
wrong. I say it's Talia, because it's what I know. It's Thalia. Thalia, English major. Okay.
I thought you were going to give him a last name.
Okay, so you again, you're double duty. You are acting in this, plus your assistant choreographer in the show.
Yes.
So first, tell me about your character. Tell me what that person is like. What will we see?
Thalia is the muse of comedy. So she is.
Oh yeah, all the men in the ensemble are actually girls. They're wearing skirts. It's funny.
So she, you know, is constantly making, you know, jokes and funny faces and moving around very energetic, and I tend to flash a few people here and there. So, yeah, that's the muse of comedy.
Belly flashes.
Okay, just to let you know, this is a family-friendly musical, right?
Yes. Yeah, the kids can come, and they won't go home scarred.
Yes.
Okay. Now, when did you specifically go for that role, or was that one that you got when you auditioned and said, hey, this is going to be fun?
It was a 6 or 8-person cast, so, you know, I was like, this is a fun musical, I'm going to do this, and I auditioned, and yeah. So they were like, all right, we'll throw you here and make you dance around and be funny.
Now, how's it be as assistant choreographer? How's that
going? It's great. I've learned a lot. This is my first one I've actually get to show my choreography work and work close with John and the rest of the cast, and I love it. So I hope, you know, that the rest of the cast likes it, because I really enjoy working with them, and, you know,
he's very talented, if I can just interject. He's really easy to work with. And I think the great thing about John and Dominic is that they know they've looked at our strengths and weaknesses as dancers and actors, and they didn't try to make me personally. I'm not doing anything I shouldn't.
I thought you were
doing.
All perfect.
Well,
everything from toe to tap, you know,
yeah,
you're up there.
Yeah, but I do a lift.
Yeah,
I do. It's pretty.
It is. Looks
Who knew?
Good.
Well, and Jacqueline. You play Kira?
Yes.
In the show.
I do.
And tell us about her.
I'm excited to play her because I've recently had to play a lot of dumb blondes. Maybe it's typecasting, John, I don't know. But she's very smart, and I think she has a good heart. I mean, she's basically going down to help Sunny because that's what she's supposed to do as a muse. But she ends up really caring about him and caring about what he wants to create. And she's very, very funny, I think. I hope she is.
Now, are you also roller skating in this show?
I am, yeah.
Now, were you a roller skater before you got to the show?
Long story short, my parents owned a dry cleaners when I was little, and it had an entire dry cleaning plant in the back of it, like huge open cement floor, wide open spaces. And because my mom didn't want to get a babysitter, she gave me roller skates and just sent me back to roller skate every day after school. So
you've been training for this for a long
for a lifetime. I mean, it was really written in the stars. But I haven't done that, so I guess now, like, 16 years. But, of course, I walked into the audition like, I'll be fine. I can roller skate. Of course I can. Yeah, and then my husband bought me skates and tried to buy me a helmet because we went to a roller rink and it wasn't looking good. But it is good now. And I can do the backwards thing without having someone push me backwards. I can, like, actually just make my feet do it. It's hard, though. It's challenging.
Well, and you used to have those Facebook statuses about how you were roller skating around your living room. Like making dinner on
I
your
did,
skates.
I would make, I started a thing where I would, it was cooking with Kira. So my husband would be like doing work in the next room and I would be, Mike and Dina, and I'm going to go get the chicken. And I would just roller skate through our kitchen and you'd occasionally hear like, boom, boom. And my husband would be going, what happened? So, but I'm fine.
Okay, and all those people at home are now deaf.
Oh, I'm sorry.
From the accent.
Michelle.
Yes, John.
Moving over to you. You are assistant stage manager and costumer?
No, I am the stage manager, and I am also the costumer.
We had some logistical issues when it came to the production staff of the show. Michelle was a last-minute addition to stage managing.
Yeah.
But a wonderful...
Yes.
It's been years since I've done it, but
last minute addition.
It's been a great time.
And how's it been from your end?
Loved it.
Now, this is 1980s. Is it tough getting 1980s costumes?
Well, the majority of the characters are Greek muses, so their costumes have a kind of timeless quality to them. They're very ethereal and pretty, and so it's not... It was more a challenge to find a cohesive look for all of the muses than it was to find 1980s costumes. The only one that really strongly references the 1980s is Sunny, and he's just in cut-off jean shorts. So,
And she's smiling broadly when she says this, too.
They're very short, so. And interesting, it happens in 1980, which is when people hear the 80s, they have a certain image in their mind, which happens to be more of the late 80s. So it's definitely kind of more 70s, late 70s inspired than, say, straight up 1980s MC Hammer pants neon. Because neon didn't come around until the late 80s, like 85, 86, 87.
Well, it always seems when you're looking at costumes and eras that, like, if you're thinking the 50s, you're actually thinking 55
Correct.
To 65. Because
exactly.
When you think of early 50s, it's more 40s
exactly,
in style.
Exactly. So when people come, they might think, this is supposed to be the 80s, but I'm trying to be a little bit more authentic and stick with that.
And if I'm right, the musical itself has a more Olympian theme than the original movie.
Yeah. They added a lot of characters to the musical. They added a whole sub-story with Kira's two sisters who are jealous of the fact that she has been able to go down to California and is one of Zeus's favorite children. So they plot to bring her down by casting a spell to make her fall in love with Sunny. So they added that whole sub-story. They added all the muses are new characters. They play new characters. Like, there are a few references to mythology with Hermes, and there's a whole scene that parodies Clash of the Titans with Zeus's wife and Aphrodite and Thetis and all that kind of thing. So there's a lot added to the show, and they took out a lot of the crap.
Okay.
If I can speak.
And remember, this is a family-friendly show, people. Okay, that brings us up to Matt Rear, who plays Sunny. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
So when you came out for the show, you were thinking Sunny?
Yes. I saw the show circa 2008. I guess I'm showing my age. Now you know I'm at least four. But I saw the show, and this was another role played by Cheyenne Jackson, and I actually did not get to see him play the role. I saw an understudy, but I went because Mary Testa was in it, and I was in love with her, and she was phenomenal. But the show is just camp. There's no intermission, which I love. And if I could do theater for the rest of my life that was just camp comedy, that's all I would do. I just think the show is fun to be a part of. And what I love about Sunny is, and I've said this before, some people wear their emotions on their sleeve, and this is a man who wears his emotions on a mesh tank top. There's just not a lot of depth to this man. He's an artist, he's a free spirit, he's a skater, he's a surfer, he doesn't have a lot of cares in the world, and then he meets Kira, as he meets her as Kira, and I don't think he gets it. I mean, she's obviously pretty, but I don't think he feels anything, because he's just, you know, so worried about this one-track vision, and obviously the love comes into play, but Sunny was definitely the role that I wanted from the beginning.
Yeah, and for those who could not see this because it was a podcast, Kira just flipped her hair back when he said how pretty she was. So
well, I am really pretty.
Get your ticket soon.
So is this something where you had to, I mean, right now, again, something that can't be seen, is you're doing this whole interview on roller skates.
Well, because I am a method actor, and I am nothing if not thorough. I'm actually doing them because I don't know if anyone is from the 18th century where there are cobblers, but I just went to a cobbler 2 weeks ago to get zippers put into my skates. And so I'm actually wearing them right now as a trial run to see if the zippers are digging into my ankles. So this podcast is dual purpose.
I don't need zippers, John, because they got me a personal assistant. So I have someone to tie my skates for me.
And someday, Sunny, you too will get a personal mm-hmm. assistant.
Someday.
Well, Sunny actually, I'm not going to spoil it, but his change is a little, putting on his roller skates is a little more dangerous than Kira. And I was very nervous about it happening, actually.
The first time I saw the original actor, James Carpinello, and he ended up breaking his leg. Because someone didn't tie
well,
his skates
correctly.
Well, but
thank God, because we all got a better person casting the role.
Correct.
But I still don't know. When you see it on Broadway, if you ever saw it on Broadway, he's in a telephone booth and magically appears during the song with these skates on. And it's
so
sorry,
much for not
spoiling
anything.
I prefer it's the word fine. Magical to dangerous as well.
Yeah. But I still don't know how it happened. Mm-hmm. And I love that.
okay, so Matt, what have you been doing to prepare for this role?
Well, the best part about it is I just don't, he's not very deep, and I think I am a very deep person. I'd like to believe that I am.
So you're swimming to the shallow end for this one, right?
So yeah, I've actually had one of my, the best notes that I've gotten so far in this process is someone on the production team told me that they thought they were feeling me too much. And this is a family show. They were feeling my emotion too much. And so I've been taking a lot of time trying to just sing the song completely blank-minded. And that has actually been a challenge. I overanalyze things in my everyday life. And so I've been thinking so much about what should I do? What should I be thinking? Who should I be looking at? But this character really isn't about any of that. He just has to be completely blank-faced, which is probably one of the toughest things to do because Ms. Dixon over here is hysterical.
Mrs.
Mrs. Sorry, guys. But she's absolutely wonderfully funny. And she does things at times 4 inches from my face, and it takes everything in me to not smirk or laugh. But any movement on my mouth shows that I think it's funny, and it kind of ruins that whole moment of my character just doesn't get it. Sonny is just not that deep. And so that has probably been the hardest piece, is just staring this hysterically looking woman in the face and not laughing.
I think when you try to prepare for a role, you typically go through a process of, who is this character? What is she feeling? How does she speak? And where did she come from? And it's just not that complicated. I mean, I often second guess myself because I feel like maybe I didn't do enough work, but there's really not any work I can do because it's just, like we keep saying, can't be fun. You don't have to go that far into it.
Were you a roller skater before you stepped into this show? Or?
Like every child of the late 80s, early 90s, I spent much time at the roller rink. I've owned a pair of rollerblades. So I have skated before, but it's been a while since I've actually been on skates. But it all comes back to you. It's like riding a bike, right? So the first rehearsal, we put the skates on. I flopped around like a fish out of water or a newborn deer for a while. And then I got much more comfortable with them.
Okay, so let's talk. The general feel of the show, fun, campy, family friendly.
Yeah.
What can people expect when they walk in the door?
People can expect to smile, to laugh, to walk out humming some awesome 70s, 80s songs, and maybe to have a good time, maybe even to be a little bit enlightened. You will walk away learning what Xanadu actually is, and that is something we have been asking ourselves since 1980.
Now, just to bring this up, what does the audience have to do to prepare for this? Because there is something special happening before the show.
Yeah. The audience, okay, stop laughing at me. I hate you guys. We're doing costume contests at every show, so we're kind of hoping the audience will come dressed up in whatever 80s stuff they can pull out of their closet or whatever Madonna costume they happen to be wearing in 1988 and that kind of thing. So, and everyone who comes and dresses up will be brought on stage and introduced to our lovely Sonny. And he didn't know about that until I just said that right now. And
he's skating out the door right now.
And there'll actually be a contest where the audience who didn't dress up will vote on who has the best costume, and they'll win some prizes, some awesome 80s swag.
Now, is there anything else coming up later in the season for Pennington Players?
The Pennington Players are done for this season, but we're opening next season with Pippin, and then in February we're doing The Miracle Worker.
Okay.
Another feel-good musical.
Yes.
That you just don't have to think about. Can't be fun with Helen Keller.
And skates, ironically.
She skates.
Now, is there any special ticket pricing?
Yes. Since we do have a show on St. Patrick's Day, which happens to be on a Saturday, and since that's like the biggest drinking day of the year, we're trying to entice some older folks to come into the show with a discount. So if you use the code XANA15, and that's 15% off on St. Patrick's Day, the Saturday, March 17th performance.
A lot cheaper than drinking, people.
Yep.
And the show is only an hour and a half, so if you happen to be over 21, you will still have time to go out afterward.
Well, performances of Xanadu the Musical will be at the Kelsey Theater on the West Windsor campus of Mercer County Community College and will begin on March 9th and run through March 18th. Tickets are $18 with discounts for seniors and students. And if you order tickets for Saturday, March 17th, you will also get 15% off when you call for your tickets or buy in person. online, use the discount code XANA15. Remember, it's for March 17th performance only. Go to www.kelsey@mccc.org or call 609-570-3333 for further information and reservations. And remember, come dressed up in your 80s garb and win some fabulous prizes. I want to thank my guests, John Buckenfuso, Matt Rear, Jacqueline Dixon, Dominic Sinelli, and Michelle Rittman for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For Backstage Pass, I'm John Maurer. Thanks for listening.